This week on Clown College.
I'm talking about real bullies who hit you in the face.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
You have to worry about getting on the school bus because you're scared. That's what we need back in schools right now.
Yeah.
And I bet that cyberbullying shit would stop. I bet it'll stop at school. Mm-hmm. As soon as you did this or whatever, and you get the shit smacked out of you, like, maybe I should shut the fuck up. I shouldn't put this person's business out there on the interwebs.
So amen. They can,
right?
Amen.
Amen. Because you got bullied.
Yes, I did. Look at me. I'm a beast now.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to get down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weathersom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Weathersom, and JJ.
Touch to it.
Like, it's air, it's a little.
Okay, that's fine. You give to Brandon.
Oh, funny, I was at a shenanigans and Jessica looked at me and said, "You are definitely autistic." And I respect that.
That just she has to be every day.
Yeah.
She works with, special ed? Is that what we're
talking about? She works with kids with disabilities.
Okay, I was in that class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
My best friend's son has autism, and we vibe.
And unplug from the wall. Make sure it's plugged in tightly to the wall.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, we're
good. Just a little bit.
JJ.
Yes.
We got a special guest today.
We do. And I was thinking about this, and this is very unfortunate. It took us, 63?
I guess.
Took us 63 weeks to get a black woman on the show.
Oh, wow.
We did it.
We finally did it, dude.
And since you're dressed up, what do we do it for?
Martin Luther King Day, man. Of course, dude. Terrible. I cheated on my wife and smoked some Pall Malls before I got here. Just an honor, dude. Just an honor. And I ate some greens. That was for you, Martin.
Damn.
But we have a very special guest today. She's funny, man. She tells comedy jokes and sometimes they're real, like, they're real clean, they're real normal, and then she just throws some wild shit in there.
Hits.
And it really, I feel it in my chest. We got Nikki Johnson on the
Nikki!
Show today.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm super awkward.
Oh, I know. Oh, we about to talk about that. We about to get right into it. I remember Nikki is a graduate of Kimberly Wilson's stand-up class, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you start coming around, and you won like 8 times at the competition.
I think I won 4.
You won, that's it?
Maybe 3. I won 3 times.
How many times you win, JJ?
None.
How many times
0.
You win, Brandon?
Just once.
And I won 1. So we got a 4 time.
I mean, yes,
3. I think it's 3.
Okay.
3. I think
it's 3.
3.
Still a lot.
3 times. It's still a lot. And then, but I used to love how we used to be like out there talking in the front, and Nikki would just come over there and she'd be like, she'd be sitting there, it's like, hey, and she'd be like this, and then walk away.
Cause I don't know, I'm just like, hello.
I feel it. It's hard. I feel like back when I was going out to the open mics, I would talk to you guys, and then I'd see Nikki and I try to say hi to be nice, but then I'm like, oh. She's normal, dude. So what am I supposed to say?
I'm not really normal.
Normal presenting.
Yeah.
Masking.
Yeah. Yes.
ADD.
Yes. Look, yes.
Respect.
Nikki's been smashing. She on the couple. I'm talking about a stand up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because ironically, you know.
Yeah. But she's been killing, right? Apartment shows. Went to an open mic. Jonathan wanted us to come. He's like, bring your shit. She got there a little late, which isn't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got there, and then I guess she was just still feeling late when he called her name to come up. An Olympic speed walker wouldn't have had on her the way she got up to that stage. I mean, she, I was like, why is she walking so fast?
Because I didn't want to hold people up. I was like, dang, because so the person before me, they had already said that he was the last person. Yeah. And so when I came late and it was like, oh, dang, like they thought this was the last person and now I'm this extra person showing up. I don't want to hold these people up. So I need to hurry up and get up there real quick. And
he was gone.
But I already walk fast. Most of the time I try to play it cool when I walk on stage. Mm-hmm. And just try to seem like I'm not so awkward.
that's what your thing is, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I don't know. On stage, you're not really awkward.
No.
It's no. just regular life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is my everyday life. It's like when people try to talk to me after my set, and I'm like, hello.
But yeah, you got, see, on that one, that was a hard room, and you got them. You killed, I think you and Charles did the best. And they were like, afterwards, they came up to me, like, oh my God, you were so funny. See, everybody don't get that.
No.
True.
Ask JJ.
Yeah, I get things just like looks, you know, and those say a lot of words that, you know, that I don't enjoy.
Oh, so how you been?
I'm good.
Good.
Like, how have I been? Like, personally, professionally, both.
Just whatever. Life. Just whatever you Life. Whatever you took it at.
Oh Lord. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
I'm tired. That. But I've been pretty good. I'm trying not to be awkward, but I am.
No, you want know? Just let it out.
Yeah, okay. Let it out.
Let it out.
Like, we're all awkward as hell.
Okay.
Well, Brandon's speaking for himself.
Yeah, very awkward. Socially awkward, mentally awkward. All of us in
like
here.
He can't even hear or see us right now while he's talking.
Maybe. Like, yeah, we're awkward people.
Mm-hmm. Like, Dom was like, now, when the cameras come on, just like talk like you normally do. And I was like, oh, no, you don't. You don't know who you're talking to. I don't think. You know what you in for.
Oh, wow.
So are there anything, I probably should have asked you before we started, is there anything that's off limits to talk about?
Nah.
So we can,
already have.
We can talk about that gay guy that you dated?
Oh, my God. Can we talk about it? No.
No.
Why did y'all call him gay?
No.
He was clearly.
He might be.
Oh, no.
Well, Brandon would know. And now Brandon says he was, and.
Well, see, I'm not, but he not,
oh, no. Not talking about you, I'm saying
he would wear sweaters that look like Brandon's sweater.
Hey, and that's cool. Did he wear a turtleneck too?
I don't know. Well, because we dated during the summer.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
We
yeah.
started dating in March, and then we broke up in July. So I don't know if I've never seen him in a sweater. It was like hot outside. I plead the fifth.
What day in March?
The fifth.
Because my birthday is March 22nd. I just wanted to know.
I don't remember.
God damn. All right. Well, I mean, we could change it if you want. I saw on here that you like to go hiking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did y'all look up my school profile?
Yeah.
Did y'all look up the profile on the school website?
We don't know where Jack gets his intel from. We got it.
The only place that is on the school website.
Well, where do you hike at? That's
it
crazy.
Looks me up. Montesano, Rainbow Mountain.
All the serial killers are on the edge of their seat right now.
We went to Cathedral Caverns and did a tour. I went camping for the first time I think it was at Cathedral Caverns.
Is that the thing where it's under, you gotta swim under?
No, you don't have to swim. Or there may be a part where you have to swim, but I ain't swim. You just walk through the cave.
Swim? Oh, yeah, I went in there. Whoa.
I know how to swim.
Blacks that know how to
Must
swim.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
What's up about swimming on there?
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My parents can't swim, though.
They can't?
Yeah, I'm first generation.
That's awesome.
Cathedral Caverns is where I told a joke about a field trip. I went to Cathedral when we went to Cathedral Caverns in the fourth grade, and that's the only time I've ever heard somebody in the crowd say, oh, no.
Was that the one that I like?
Yeah.
Yes.
So in honor of Martin Luther King Day.
Please tell
it. I'll tell the joke, dude. So
please.
I had a crush on this girl in the fourth grade, and we took a field trip to Cathedral Caverns, and I sat next to her on the bus, like, the whole time. Like, we walked together. You go in the cave, and if you pay for, like, one of the guided tours, you walk to the end of the cave, and then they turn all, like, the man-made lights out, and it's dark as hell.
And it's complete darkness.
And I was 9, and I was terrified of the dark. God. And then they turned the lights out. I was startled, and I just reactively, instinctively threw a punch, like an uppercut, and the lights come. I feel it connect with something, and the lights turn back on, and she's on the floor, holding her stomach.
No.
And teacher and the tour guide are looking around, and they're like, "What happened? What happened?" And, you know, just out of instinct, you know. It's Etowah County, Alabama, and the lights were out. It was dark. I blamed it on a black guy.
They fell for it.
And that was the joke. And then the punchline was, I threw him under the bus, but at least it was the front of the bus. And I told it at Shenanigans. I was like...
He said this. Oh,
I was a month into comedy. And I'll tell you who it was Aslan Lutz. She was no.
Hell no.
Damn, man.
It's a good time, you know.
That's not.
No. You ever went down?
No, I don't even know where these places
are.
It's out like if you're driving, I think it's like towards, it's either just past Scottsboro or just before you get to Scottsboro. It's like in that direction, driving east.
And it's real nice.
It's really pretty. They'll take you on a tour through the caves. It's really pretty. If you're claustrophobic, then maybe not. But like you kind of walk through, and it's a guide, so it's not dangerous. They have it all pathed out.
Okay.
And you get to the very, very back, towards the back of the cave. And like I said, they turn the lights completely off, and you experience total darkness. Like you can't see a thing. Because like even if it's dark outside, the stars are still out, so you can still see something.
Yeah.
You can't see nothing. A thing. You can't see your hand in front of your face. Yeah. When I went, a kid started crying. Yeah.
I cried
when they
my ass off. I was like 7 years old.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a little kid.
Understandable back then, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to say that,
I was a kid. Nah, I'd march right in there, man.
You would?
Hell yeah.
I doubt it.
I'd grab a fucking bat by his fucking neck. I don't, man. Yeah.
So, Brandon, you're not scared of the dark anymore.
No, I'm not scared of
dark. And you know what we're going to do to prove that?
What we going
to
do?
We're going to go out, and you're going to camp out in the woods.
Okay, wait, hold on now.
You won't be able to see us, but we'll be around and make sure nothing happens to you. We'll set up night vision cameras, and we'll just see how you make it through a day.
That's a different story right there. Camping in the woods with a tent?
Yeah, dude. At least you'll have a tent.
Would you rather not have the tent?
Right, exactly.
In the woods?
Yeah.
With the animals?
I mean, there's probably some around.
Dude, I almost got attacked by a deer last week in the neighborhood, man. I can only imagine that. Like a buck almost whooped my ass.
What happened?
So I was in the snow, man, because it was snowing. And I went out there, and I saw some deer, and I was like, damn, look at that. We were just staring at the deer. And it was like a family and a buck. And then, like, as I was watching, the buck, like, started staring at us. I was like, oh, shit. Should we leave? And she was like, no, we should stay. It's cool. And I was like, all right. And then when I walked, he would walk. And then when I would stop, he would stop. And every time I walked, I was like, okay, we got to get the fuck out of here. Dude, he was finna charge at me. And I was like, I'm going to have to fight this deer. Because, like, dude, if he come at you, can you take a deer? Like, I feel like if he run at you, you grab his horns and wrestle that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, right? The buck.
Oh, yeah. You take a buck down.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I was safe.
You just can't let it stab you.
Everybody kept
telling me. You got to handle it.
Oh, dude, please, man. I grabbed that thing.
You got to handle it now from the head.
I'm fighting for my family, man. I got that buck. Yeah. That buck can't stand it. Y'all whoop Elliot's ass, man.
Fuck that buck up.
Yeah, man. You ever seen Open Season?
No.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
See, he was a kid back then, man. You're like, I don't know.
I was.
My bad. Let me make it his age. Bambi. Bambi?
Bambi, I'll fuck Bambi up.
No, his dad.
I mean, motherfucker died like in the first 10 minutes. No, it was the mom.
Yeah, the mom died. See, the mom, rest in peace. But I don't know, the buck. I mean, we could take a buck, man.
We could take it. Would you be able to take a buck?
No.
I'd jump on the buck.
You'd be able to take a buck. Would you run away like Sydney from Scary Movie?
They are pretty intense, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Have you ever seen the videos where they fight each other?
Yeah.
And then the other one's like head hanging off of his...
I didn't see that.
Yes.
But then on the flip side of that, like if you see the videos where they shed their antlers and they like fall off, they freak the fuck out.
Mm-hmm, I've seen them.
It's real.
They just shake them real fast.
It'd be like if your ears fell off.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, that's not okay.
Would you be scared?
Well, I'd be scared. You do. My ears fell off. Yes. I'd be like, now I'm finna be deaf.
Dude, you might still be able to hear.
I like hearing, man.
Yeah. And you can't hear without your ears.
No, you can't hear without your ears, man.
That's a fact.
That's horrible.
Peter could only halfway hear you, dude.
Shit, man. Imagine working at a job like that, man.
What, when you can't hear?
I can't hear shit.
What would your name be if you were deaf?
Deaf? Okay.
So what would your nickname be?
My nickname, Deftone.
Deftone, I like it.
I like that.
What? I love that.
What did he say? Deftone?
Deftone. Deftone. Deftone.
Like the band?
Yeah. Yeah, Deftone.
Why does he need a nickname? Because he's deaf.
You'd be like a superhero.
You made, but you made, like, we had a Deftone.
Damn.
That was just his name.
Okay.
So if you're deaf, you just get something on your name.
Damn. I need a nickname for autism.
Because there were two Tonys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to distinguish, this one is Deaf Tony.
Yeah, because you know who Deaf Tony is.
Yeah.
You hear him coming. You know, don't you laugh at that. Because it's not funny. the way that some of them. Oh, my God. Have you seen deaf people arguing online?
No.
Have you ever seen this? Amazing.
Nah. Like signing each other.
How is it any different?
No, I'm about to do it.
Don't do it. Please do not offend people.
I do it with you.
Not offending. They can't hear. They won't know.
Yeah, you're right. Man.
Spotify hates deaf people. They hate them.
But they go at it with sign language and they're doing the noises. But they're like, so you can hear some of them. Like some of them make sounds like that are words.
Fair.
And then some of them make sounds that are what they think are words because they can't hear it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't feel right laughing.
There's deaf rappers out there too.
Huh?
Remember when I showed y'all that deaf rapper?
Oh, yeah,
he copyrighted
us. Yeah, he copyright claimed him.
But yeah, it's a deaf rapper out there.
Somebody
fine.
Had to have told him.
And just like white people could sing along when the N-word, we should be able to sing along when he does his deaf sounds.
I agree, and I do. I do. Once a week.
That's exactly how it sounded. That's a perfect. It was a perfect.
That was perfect.
Wasn't it perfect, Brandon?
That was a verse right there. Like, that's not bad. That's a verse.
I swear to God, Brandon, look
that's
it up.
That's a verse.
Look up
deaf.
We can't.
You mean the other guy?
Yeah.
Can we do the other guy that was nicer?
Well, it doesn't matter because we're going to copyright
man.
It. But you're a good swimmer, right? You got something about, what's about swimming on there?
Yeah, it says right here.
I asked you that 10 minutes ago,
it
Brandon.
It says right here that you might have dived or swam in high school.
No.
You didn't?
You didn't?
That's so a different teacher.
We're going to pretend that.
To be fair, it's like you might that. Have.
Yeah, it does say you might have.
Might have.
Said you might have.
Who did this research?
Can you, we got some good stuff. We got some good stuff.
Reach out, Milk, Brandon.
Can you swim? You can swim pretty good?
I can swim.
Can you teach Brandon how to swim?
No.
You can't?
Teaching someone how to, being able to do something and teaching someone how to do something are two completely different skills.
Yeah.
So I've never taught someone to swim, so I don't know. So I won't say no. I don't know.
You just really have to hold his belly. You know how you remember you as a kid, they hold your belly? You can kick your legs and arms. Yeah. That's all you got to do. I did it for him. Didn't I, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh. When we were in the wave pool and it makes that noise, it's like a big buzzer to let you know the waves are going to start, Brandon, like, fled.
Oh, yeah, I ran like, every time.
He was, like, trying to run in the water. He's, like, slow, bro. Mm-hmm.
Water whooped my ass, too. You remember, I kept getting hit. I was starting to get mad. I was like, fuck this water.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Straight in my face.
To overstimulated.
Yeah.
He did get beat up by the water.
Yes, I did.
all right, so you now this hopefully this is accurate. you're really into trivia.
Yes, y'all definitely looked up my.
See, don't worry about where it comes from.
I'm sorry. I'm
just let
like
the magic flow. We're here. We know you like trivia.
Know what I'm saying? I do really like trivia. I'm a nerd. I was on the Quiz Bowl team, in high school and in college.
Okay, wow. What's Quiz Bowl?
Quiz Bowl is like Knowledge Bowl, like It's like a trivia. Like, you literally have a team of people who answer trivia questions against another school.
Oh,
against their team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know them beforehand, or it's just like surprise?
When I was in high school, I don't think we did, but in college, how they would do it was they would give you. There were like five or six of us on the team, and they would give you the topics ahead of time because you could only have three people on the stage at a time.
Okay.
So they would give you the topics ahead of time, and you would pick what based on these topics and based on these rounds, what three people do I want in what order?
Oh, I got you.
Based on people's strengths. And so we would go up.
So it's strategy to it and all that.
The order you want to they tell you what order each topic is going to be in.
Oh, gotcha.
So you put that person with that topic. And so you get a question, and whoever buzzes in, what I'm describing is college because that's when I remember the most. Whoever buzzes in is the one that answers the question. And then if you get the question right, then you whoever turn it is the one who answers the question. So if it's my round, I'm going. Nobody else on my team can answer. Nobody else on my team can buzz in. It's my round, my topic, and I'm against that other person. So we're going head to head. And if you get it right, then you get a bonus question, and your whole team gets to talk about the bonus question.
I get what you're saying.
But yeah, I did Quiz Bowl. I'm sorry, I'm such a nerd. I did Quiz Bowl in college, and we went to nationals. Wow. And competed against, it was like 48 HBCUs, and we made it to the Elite Eight. Yeah, we were good. Like, I'm a super nerd. I don't know if y'all know.
Okay, well, you just talked all that shit. You better win this one.
Oh, yeah, God. Okay.
What does Quiz Bowl practice look like? Y'all just read
Wikipedia. Yeah, like, my coach would, like.
Y'all had a coach?
No, we had a coach for real. Like, we had full-on, like, matching outfits. Like, we was in the airport. Because the Nationals were in.
I never doubted that for a second.
No, yeah. Nationals were in L.A., and we flew. I went to A&T, so we flew from North Carolina to L.A., and we were in the airport with, like, matching tracksuits. We was the shit.
I would.
We probably sat right next to the WNBA player. We didn't have a team name. It was just the Aggies, our school team.
Okay, school, okay.
But, yeah, like, we went to the national tournament. But for practice, our coach would, like, there were certain things that we knew would probably come up. Like, you have, like, a general idea of, like, hey, you're going to have questions about history. You're going to have questions about, like, math. Like, there's, like, very general topics. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of strategy that goes into it because you want to, like, our coach had a buzzer. Like, we had a whole buzzer system, and we would sit around with our little buzzers and practice, like, buzzing in, and you'd have to wait for the moderator to say your name, and we would, like, practice the rules. And it was, like, you would have to... The strategy is to buzz in just before you know the answer. So you buzz in. I'm telling you, it's wild. You buzz in just before you know the answer. So while they're saying your name, you think of the answer. If you buzz in after you've already thought of the answer, you're too late because the other team's
gonna get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds like we should make a movie. Or a short. Instead of dodgeball, quiz nerds.
Yeah, no, like yeah. It was. We would have practice, and we would sit and practice buzzing in, and there would be certain like we would have like different mnemonics to remember like the countries in Central America, like gorillas. Was it gorillas eat hot dogs, not cold pizza? Guatemala, Ecuador, Honduras. Nicaragua, Costa Rica, was it Paraguay?
Yeah.
Paraguay. Like a way to remember all, like, so we would have different mnemonics, memorize these topics. Like, we would all have our own strengths. Like, I was really good, like, naturally, I knew the Bible really well.
Ooh.
So if anything came up that was religious, I'd be like, okay, we put
Scrappy
on that one. Sorry, Nikki. We're putting Nikki on that
one. We'll bleep that out.
I'll start talking about Scrappy right now.
Okay, it's like, okay, we're putting Nikki on that one. Or one of my teammates was really good at doing mental math. So if it was a math side, okay, we're putting her on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, we all kind of knew each other's strengths, and we would all, like, vibe off each other. It was the it was a fucking blast.
You sound like you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Is it like an America Pie band camp where you guys all fucking
oh my gosh.
Crazy, go out and stuff, even though you're nerds?
No.
Huh? No?
No.
You guys would be real nerds there.
We would be
like real. We went to LA and you just stayed in a room and
basically ordered. Yes. Yeah. We weren't going out doing like crazy that. Stuff.
Uh-huh.
Respect. Yeah. Was that before or after the hoe phase?
This was
damn.
No, I'm just saying this is yeah. it's a marker.
No,
I can be knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a legit question.
It's knowledgeable.
This was pretty much right in the heat of it. This was during.
Oh wow!
Oh,
my whole phase.
Wow. And you still didn't go out?
My whole phase, not in LA. That's an unfamiliar city.
True.
Okay.
It's on fire right now.
Not safe.
It's yeah. on fire.
My brother lives in LA now. Actually, I'm sorry. Oh. My brother lives in LA.
I get another one.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we as a family were like having like check on him. It's sorry yeah. to bring it down.
But no,
it's
good.
I understand. Is he like okay?
He's alright. His apartment is good. Mm-hmm. He had to leave it for a little bit and go stay with some friends. But his apartments they have like an app where they can track it.
Okay. Okay.
But his apartment is good.
Well, that's good.
He's a nurse, so he has to go to work. Like that don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably even more so.
Cause right. Yeah. Exactly.
Going down.
But he's doing okay. Yeah, we've been checking on him. He's good.
That's good. Shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Hope Johnson.
I said Hobo Johnson.
Oh.
Hobo Johnson.
Hobo Johnson.
Okay. All right.
Call him that.
You ready for these trivia questions?
Hell yeah. Yes.
You ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah, let's get it.
Alex, what you got for us? Yeah, is there a theme?
Is there a theme? Okay, so, well, guys, welcome to the first annual Clown College MLK Knowledge Bowl.
Hey.
All right.
The K is in the MLK, not knowledge.
Okay.
okay.
So I have five questions. They're all kind of, I've made them all black themed.
Oh,
I've tried
no.
to.
Okay.
They're not really all black themed, but
I feel like I'm at a bit of a disadvantage.
But I've written them in a black, you'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not doing it. I might have talked it up too much. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But no, there are five questions. Just let me know when y'all are ready. Yeah, and we'll do one, I'll ask one question. You'll each write down the answer, and then we'll reveal.
Okay.
Move on to the next one. I think that'll be the most entertaining,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Question number one. It's Da Queen's Gambit. It's a chess question. Da Queen. I thought it was black sound. Oh, yeah, sorry.
What the hell is that?
That is... Okay. This,
happy MLK Day.
Right. Super stereotypical. All right, let's go. Come on.
This is a title awarded to chess players by the World Chess Organization, FIDE. Apart from world champion, it's the highest title a chess player can attain. What is this title?
Do we yell at our answer or do we just write it down?
Write it down, and then once y'all are done, say done. And then
done.
Once y'all are done.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
Done.
Okay, and then we'll, let's start with Nikki, and then mm-hmm. we'll go on to the clowns. Nikki,
is it grand, grandmaster?
Hell yeah, you got, okay. you got the first one. That one, yeah. Very good.
Damn.
Who's next?
Do the applause, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, hold up.
Well, hold on.
You got it right.
Who else? All right,
yeah, who's let's do Dom.
Grandmaster.
Oh, goddamn, okay.
Yeah, dude, man, chess all day, man.
Oh, JJ?
Grandmaster, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Brandon, what do you
have? Yeah, Brandon, what do you have?
Oh, damn, man, I said king or queen.
He is right in a way.
No. Oh,
he's not right in a way.
I never played chess.
Fucking.
I don't even know a chess.
I'm so happy.
I didn't play board games back in the
so
day, man.
So fucking happy.
I just learned how to play Uno, man.
I don't know. Colors right. and numbers, guys.
Thank you, man.
So we got 1-1-1 and 0. We got four more. It's all right. We have time to redeem yourself, Brandon. All
right.
Question number two, this category is the Supremes Court. Like the Supremes, like the black singing group.
We know.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
I did.
Love the Supremes.
Ketanji Anika Brown Jackson was nominated to the Supreme Court by President Joe Biden on February 25th, 2022,
okay.
and confirmed by the U.S. Senate and sworn into office that same year. Who was the only president to serve on the Supreme Court after leaving office?
Mm.
Ooh, I don't know that. Oh, no.
I wish it was Obama, but I'll spoil it. It's not Obama.
Can we have a hint?
No.
No hints?
No hints.
Yeah,
no
hints.
Trivia.
No, oh, damn. Hints. Yeah, that's funner.
Okay. What was it? Say the question one more time, please.
Yeah.
I'll say the question part.
Yeah,
who was the only president to serve on the Supreme Court after leaving office?
He's the only one that's gonna know it.
Yeah. I might know it, but I'm probably wrong.
Let's wait till Brandon's done. Brandon, you only get 5 seconds.
Okay, I got it.
I'm wrong, but
are you left-handed too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
They used to kill y'all, but
I got five.
Guess what? They're dead. So fuck
all the people that
got
it. I seriously have $5 that it's not a president. Brandon is not a president.
All right, Nikki, who do you got?
Taft.
Goddamn.
Is that right?
You're correct.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that what I said?
It was Taft. Yeah.
Big ass.
William Howard Taft.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just named the old
president.
Yeah.
I said Truman.
Okay, all right.
Fuck yeah.
What'd you put Brandon
in the tub?
Would you
oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I got Bill Clinton.
he would currently be on it.
Yeah, I was like, because I was going to be like, is he dead or alive? I don't know. If you said dead.
He's alive. Bill Clinton is alive.
I know. Didn't you talk to him on the phone?
Oh, what?
Cut that out.
I'm not in any way related to the Clinton crime family.
That was Scrappy Doo right there. My bad. I got excited, man. No.
Had to throw me right back under the bus.
I played the saxophone.
Random story. One of my best friends from high school lives in New York, and she was at the New York Marathon, and Hillary Clinton was like there.
Ooh,
she was like 5 feet away from Hillary Clinton.
Because
Chelsea was running the marathon. Yeah, she sent me a picture. Like, Hillary had, like, sunglasses on and, like, a hat, but it was clearly Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Because Chelsea runs the marathon. That's so dope.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hillary should have been our first female president.
I agree.
And I'll tell you why. It's because she would have murdered women and children. And that's what you need in the highest office. If you're not willing to murder women and children for the greater good, I don't want you in.
I don't think Trump would do it.
I don't think he would either.
I don't think he would murder women and children.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think he would.
Well,
and
he
you know what? That's why
people.
We should have had Hillary.
Damn. Yeah.
What's your favorite politicians?
Let's finish this quiz.
Yeah.
Mine was Kane, man. He used to do that choke slam and shit. You know, Kane's the mayor of Knoxville.
That was the right answer.
Yes.
That was the right answer.
I'm a wrestling fan, man.
All right, Alex.
Okay.
Number three.
Question number three. Category number three, it's Whitey on the Moon.
Okay. Whitey on the Moon.
A rat done bit my sister Nell, but Whitey's on the Moon. Name the final phase of the Moon.
Like, is it a number? Or?
The planet?
Yes.
You know, like it's phases. Like it's in its different shapes.
I know some of the phases, but I don't know what the final is.
Final phase?
I'm going to go with this.
Fuck it.
Right. Start with Brandon.
Where's Mike says? Interject. Ask Mike GPT.
I'm done.
Is it five?
I'll just go ahead and tell you. I said eight. I'm with you, Brandon.
I'm thinking about Frieza, man. Didn't Frieza have like five forms? So I'm just guessing like that because you know.
That's the way you should think.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Because I don't know nothing about this moon.
I put waning.
Waning.
There's waxing, waning.
Waning.
Right, you're about half right.
What you
I
got?
Put the waning gibbous.
That's
close.
It's close.
Damn it.
But no, is it cigar or no cigar?
Gibbons. Waning gibbous.
No, the last phase is the waning crescent.
So you're wrong. So everybody got that
wrong.
Yeah, I got that wrong.
So eight and whatever you said is the same amount of wrong.
Yeah.
We were both half right.
Yeah. We all were technically.
Hey, we got quiz bowl extraordinaire, dude. She fucking knows what she's talking about, all right?
True.
You put eight. Okay, dude. The question was not how many hot dogs have you eaten today.
Man.
The question was about
First
the moon,
all,
dude.
I'm on Ozempic. You know I can't eat that much.
Hey, we were all close, isn't that right? Now?
Yep.
We're
all the same amount of wrong, pretty much.
I feel like we're all equal.
Whatever you say.
Thank
if you.
You
lose it, if you lose a game, it doesn't matter if you lose by one or 100, you lost.
Thank you.
And
watch
we
Rocky.
All lost.
He's trying to make yourself feel better. Mm-hmm. Put a number.
Watch Rocky. It doesn't matter how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get back up.
It's about how hard you are.
What's number four? Okay.
All right. Question number four. Yeah. The category is Ebony Phonics.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
MLK, Malcolm X. The beginning of these questions don't matter. This group of conspiracy theorists believe that there is a secret cabal of child predators in power, and Trump is the only one who can stop them. What letter is associated with them?
I got it.
Oh, I don't know that.
I know this for sure.
Yep.
I know you. You're in it.
I don't know.
I got a guess.
Is it QAnon? No.
You can't say. What are you doing? Oh. You're the quiz master.
Wow, that would have been a disqualification. Yeah. And a knowledge.
Oh, my bad.
You have lost the point.
I'm sorry. Okay. Am I right?
You already got yours,
Brayden. Yes. What'd you say?
Now this is a combination. Can I have a thing where I say or?
Yes.
Okay. Thank
you. I said it's either the current Manson family or the Flat Earthers. It's either one of those.
Yes. Those are correct. You get 2 points.
I said Q.
Said Q.
It is
Q. Oh, it's
Q.
You were right.
I got that from Jonathan's joke.
Oh, yeah. QAnon said that would work.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it right.
Shout out Jonathan Silver.
I don't remember the points anymore.
I know mine.
All right.
I'm going to put myself ahead of the point for the movie.
This is the final question.
Fifth and final.
All right.
Question number five. When pigs fry. I know this. In 1903... An animal named Topsy was killed by electrocution at a Coney Island amusement park to demonstrate the shocking power of electricity.
Ooh, I know this.
What animal was Topsy?
I know.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say what animal?
I said what animal is Topsy.
Ooh, I got you, man. Yeah. I got you.
And then hold until everyone's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know this one.
I don't.
I saw a picture of
it. I'll just say mine. You everybody done?
Yeah.
Monkey. Is that not?
Wrong.
That's wrong. Damn. I just figured it'd be a monkey.
Elephant is correct.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Edison in 1903 shocked an elephant.
Oh, yeah,
he was a monster.
Yeah. Fuck that.
In order to
you know
show
Birth
how
of
powerful.
A Nation was a favorite movie? That
oh,
racist
God.
Fuck? Yeah, fuck him. I would kick his ass.
No, MLK Day.
Nah, man, fuck I Thomas
said,
Edison.
I said Lithuanian.
That's not.
What the hell?
My bad, guys. I think I misunderstood the question.
That's good shit.
Guess what? I said elephant, too. I've seen the picture.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I remember. Like, I literally studied this.
I bet you were there. I bet if we looked closely, you were there, dude.
Man, shit. Yes. I felt so bad. I was a kid, man. I got emotion almost. I love animals.
So how many points did you guys get?
4.5.
What?
I gave myself a half point for Wayne.
You got 4.
4.5.
You did not get 4.5. It's impossible. You got... Grandmaster, you
Who
got.
Who says it's impossible?
Truman.
It was Taft.
And you got 3. You got 3.
No.
You missed QAnon because you got disqualified. Don't even try that.
What?
Yeah,
you
were
right.
Disqualified.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so 3.5.
You said the right answer, and then Brandon still got it wrong.
So, which is amazing. So, which is incredible.
So it doesn't matter because he still got it wrong.
No, but that's not the point.
When principle. I said it early, it didn't help him.
No,
so
it didn't.
Nothing will.
Damn, man.
Not like that. I'm saying you have very strong ideas. Very strong opinions.
I'm trying to clean it
that
up.
Was not a dish.
So that I got 3.5.
I got 1.
You got 3. You got 1?
Yeah, I got 1.
Oh, I got 2.
Oh.
I got the Grandmaster, William Howard Taft, and then QAnon. I got half of 3.
No, you got, there's no fucking half.
And I would like to see the data on if Thomas Edison electrocuted a Lithuanian person. Because I guarantee you it might have happened.
Dude, he probably did.
Menlo Park was a wild place.
You know, he stole that light bulb shit too from what's his name? Tesla?
Tesla.
Yeah, man.
From Elon Musk.
The light bulb
shit. Man. His asshole self, man.
We wouldn't have had these lights us up here right now.
Yeah, Tesla. Thank you, Tesla.
Man, but not Edison.
Man, fuck Edison, man.
Not on this house. Not in here.
I would hit him with a Model T, bro.
What's yeah?
Model T. You think of Henry
Tesla
Ford?
Is the,
You're gonna use Henry Ford's invention?
Yes, I would. I would use his best friend's invention.
Henry.
Meet him at the picnic.
Henry Ford was a way better person.
Nah, he wouldn't.
I heard Henry Ford also like stole people's ideas.
Yes, he did. Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah,
they all did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how the best things get made. Like literally, Elon Musk. He didn't invent rockets.
Yeah.
True. No, he didn't. Like, who invented rockets?
He also literally stole the name Tesla.
Who do you think invented rockets? And then you're going to look it up.
Von Braun.
Von Braun?
Look at that. Let's see. What do y'all think?
Who invented it? I mean, it really depends on what they consider to be rock.
I'd say it's somebody Russian.
I think they're going to be like, Goddard.
The fuck is that? Okay. It's Robert
Wait, Goddard.
H. Goddard.
That's the dog from Jimmy Neutron.
That's a satellite, too.
Oh, really?
It is a dog from, yeah.
They probably named it after him.
Yeah, they named the dog after himself. Wow.
They did. It's about a guy that's a genius.
Oh.
Goddard, yeah. Bro.
Damn, man.
Come on.
Did you watch Jimmy Neutron?
I did. No. I grew up with that.
Yes.
That's my childhood.
Jimmy Neutron.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen
that. Was main.
What was Jimmy Neutron
like
about?
Nickelodeon.
It was about a kid genius with a really big head, and he had a dog named Goddard.
Google.
Sound like
I got called.
Dom reminds me of Sheen from Jimmy Neutron.
Well, who's that?
Look.
Yeah, I never watched
that. Sheen, the Hispanic Damn. Guy in the blue shirt.
I
didn't know he was Hispanic till like now.
Recently. So his accent. He
Sheen Estevez.
Estevez. I didn't know that until this very moment.
That's also Charlie Sheen and them real name.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Martin Sheen. They're the Estevezes. But they changed it because they wanted to be
He's
more
Hispanic?
Organic. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. They're not pure.
Okay, explain
they're
that.
Not pure.
They're not pure.
Explains the coke problem, dude.
Yeah. And the gay stuff.
Oh, the gay stuff. What type of gay stuff, man? I was just trying to learn.
What
I didn't know.
What are you trying to learn?
Did not care at all about any of the questions.
He didn't care what.
And I was not just like, trying to know. William Howard Taft's on the screen.
Because I didn't know.
Gay.
Ah.
Gay.
Damn, man. Let me put the joke on. Oh, my bad. Hold on. That was applause. This is a little laughter. Aha. The joke.
Yes, it's a joke.
Yeah.
What's the joke, though?
I don't even know, man.
But you just want to know more about who we're doing. Know more about. Just let us know.
Charlie Sheen, right?
And
I didn't know that. Like, I mean, I heard that he get. I this is new knowledge to me. I didn't know he did gay stuff.
Dude, I mean, two and a half men, no women.
Yeah,
like that's.
That's why it's called Two and a Half Men.
Wasn't that like Drake and Josh though? Because he was the one getting the woman, and then like the other guy was just like at the house.
You saying Josh is
a
cook?
Two and a half men.
See. I would watch my dad watch it, and I would just look at, like, I would look at it from a distance. Like, I never
Well, you can it. Also watch it if he's watching.
Oh, I could watch it now. Like, I never, but back then, like.
What? You talking about your dad was watching Drake and Josh?
No, not Drake and Josh, Two and a Half Men. So I'd always hear, like, man,
don't,
man.
Don't be ridiculous.
No. I was watching Drake and Josh. That was my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was watching that from a distance.
Oh, my gosh. Everything.
Everything. It had good views in there, huh?
Where?
And Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. I was very happy to sneak up and watch that. I would sneak and watch that and Grey's Anatomy.
A lot of attractive women. Scantily clad.
You said who?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I said, Brandon, sing the theme song. That
theme song? What? Men.
Don't do that.
Okay. Right.
Can you sing, Nikki?
We will use that audio for
I can hold a tune.
All right. Okay. What's your favorite song we're all about to harmonize?
We're all going to sing for you.
I don't know if I have a favorite song.
Well, what song do you know?
Don't put me on the spot. I don't know.
You did Purple Rain at karaoke.
I did do Purple Rain.
Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Let me put the lyrics up.
You can't. Okay, you can put the lyrics up, but you can't put the sound.
Oh, no.
We'll have to harmonize the sound. I know you have no idea.
Y'all want to hum it? Y'all want to hum? I'll sing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
No. Nikki's going to sing.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. I got you. We'll hum.
We're the background singers.
Okay.
Come on, Nikki. Okay. I believe in you.
All right, let's go.
I never meant to cause you.
Go ahead. You got it.
No,
go.
No, go ahead.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time. To see you laughing? Yeah.
Laughing in that purple rain.
Purple rain. Purple rain.
Purple rain.
Purple rain.
Come on, David.
Only wanna see you bathing in the purple rain. I don't wanna be your weak lover.
Man.
You committed that to that a lot more than any of us would have.
Yeah.
Y'all asked me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Good shit.
Play the applause, Brandon.
And here you go.
I know you can't.
You can't hear it, but when you watch back, you'll hear.
We gotta have a karaoke session one day.
I'm nervous to watch this back. I don't know.
Oh no, this has been good.
I mean, yes.
Oh,
okay. Huh?
So we were talking about what's your favorite talk show? Old talk show like Jenny Jones, yeah. Ricky Lake, Maury. And we all know somebody from that's been on one of these shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who do you know?
I had a classmate who was on Snapped.
Snapped.
Yeah. I think it was on Oxygen.
Yeah, I know. I know. Show. It's the one. Yeah. And then with the wife kills the
women kill the men. Yeah. Yeah. So my one of my classmates from middle school, his mom killed her boyfriend. Yeah. And he got arrested as an accessory.
The kid?
Yeah, we were in like eighth grade.
Oh, shit.
He got arrested as an accessory. And as later on as an adult, I saw the episode and I was like, oh my God, like, I know them. Like, what do you. And like, they told the whole story about how like she killed the man and like put him in her trunk. And they interviewed.
She must have been a happy woman.
They interviewed my class, or she had help. Yeah, I mean, they interviewed my classmate. Like he was on the screen being interviewed about it, and I was like, oh my God! Like I know him. Like we were in eighth grade math class together. Like,
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what were the word problems in the math class? If you need to carry 179 pounds, 40 yards.
But yeah. So he was. So he didn't do the killing, but he was on the show because his mama.
But did he get? He didn't get any time. Then he was only eight.
No, he went to jail.
He did at 8 years old.
No, in the eighth grade.
Oh,
so
eighth
like
grade.
14.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But yeah. That does kind of suck. Because what?
But
are
they
you
put him in like
to?
A juvenile. Exactly. Like you're like 14.
You gonna help your mama?
Exactly. Like,
I help her right now.
What would
me
you
too.
Do?
Me too.
If she's killing someone else, dude.
Yeah.
You're next on the chopping block.
Guaranteed.
You know what I mean?
If you don't help.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you're scared at that point. Like, what do? You're shocked.
Was there a reasoning behind it?
I don't know. I don't think they ever told the reasoning but yeah, it was a whole big story
how
in
long
Memphis.
Did she get?
I don't know. I don't know how long he got.
You know,
I
don't
know he went to like a juvenile.
He probably didn't get that much, but the mama.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she got it.
I bet she didn't get that much though. I bet she did 20. Do 20 and you're out.
Seems like a lot. Though.
And then, you know,
20 is a long time.
20 is a lot,
years.
But not for killing someone.
It's a whole lifetime, man.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's his lifetime.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Huh? Okay,
that's
yeah.
His whole lifetime.
Oh, yeah, that is yours. let's put it like this. If you kill somebody right now and you got out in 20 years, you'll be a couple years older than me.
Oh, yeah, I'll be 41.
Yeah. So it wouldn't even be bad.
No.
You can go out there. You can have another life.
Yeah.
And then while you're in there, you'll be the big dude in fucking campus because you're Brandon Willis. Beat the shit out of people. Yeah. Get all kind of snacks and shit. Get spoiled.
Slanging dick.
Yeah. Nobody could fuck you.
Oh, was I supposed to say something about
we were trying to hype you up and say you would be doing the fucking.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
It's a fucker be fuck.
I feel like I would
world.
Be like, I'd be like, honestly, we don't have to fuck, man. Here's a phone, man. Go just call.
Oh, so you're already planning on having a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Brandon got ways. He got contraband. We can trade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's willing and dealing. We don't have to worry about the fucking in
yeah,
the
as long
sex,
as you don't fuck just... me, that's all right, man.
It's gang shit. Which gang set you throw up?
None. Brandon Willis' gang.
Is how you do it? What's your sign?
Thumbs up. That's all I do. I don't do nothing, man.
Two
forget
dicks.
That, man. No. I stay away from that.
Good, man. Oh, my God.
I love the subplot of this podcast that Brandon is extremely homophobic.
Oh, no.
Look at.
Not at all, man.
No, you're not.
Never.
Because it's good.
Yes, it is.
It's that
good.
Look of contempt in your eyes.
Dude, I respect.
I mean,
good. Furry's good. Everybody's good.
No,
well,
why,
you
stop
keep
bringing
throwing
up furry.
That one in there.
That's man, not good. It's okay for them to do it. It's not okay for you just to wear your kink outfit everywhere. I don't give a fuck if you identify as a cat. I will hit.
Dang,
I will.
That was very strong. Like you were real.
I know, right? Like,
yeah, because
it
just because
it is.
If
strange.
If I like to get fucking tied up, am I bringing my handcuffs everywhere and be like, oh,
Dom's not bringing a white lady around calling him the N word everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be. But no, look. But exactly, you don't do that in public. That's your thing. That's your sexual thing.
Huh.
So sex, I don't think your sexual thing should be out, like, whatever you're, like, promoting it.
That
now,
makes sense.
Not the way of life. You know, if you're gay, you're just with your husband. It's not, that's different, because you're just a regular person.
Right, but the intimate details of your bedroom.
But when you're furry, you're lesser.
What? No.
Okay.
Man. You're lesser than a person. Man. Because you are.
So JJ, you said you knew somebody who was on on a show.
I did. They were a furry and
which is good.
But okay, can I say one more thing before we move on from this topic? Yeah. Do you think so is it acceptable to have a butt plug in public?
Just don't wear the
butt
plug.
If it's a tail and you can see it, I feel like that's off limits. But if you're just discreetly going about your day and you got like a little ruby in there.
If it's discreet, nobody cares because nobody can see.
What? This is the main argument with furries is that they have the butt plug tail in and it's kind of strange.
That you can see can't something do that out in public.
Yeah. You can go give a little. Well,
do they cut the pant like the hole around the jeans, or they're just bare ass on?
I was imagining it was a skirt situation.
It's a skirt, so you're sitting down on shit with a gaping hole in your asshole.
Okay, we can talk about something else.
So whenever it's plugged, nothing can come out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a bottle.
Dude, would that fix anal leakage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So we solved problems.
Who would ever thunk it?
Solving problems.
You need to start small and work your way up.
Damn. And a tampon first.
You said, what about a tampon?
Because you know Brandon has anal leakage.
I said, put it up your butt.
What is anal? I don't even know what that is.
He was like,
what is that?
It's when your anus leaks.
Yeah.
Right, leaks for what? Yeah. It leaks?
It's whenever your anal glands are extra active. Because you said you had it.
No, I don't.
You
I
have
don't,
fissures?
I don't know what fissures.
Brandon, you were just talking about it last week.
I didn't get that far in medical school yet, man. I didn't get that far yet. Okay? They'll tell me.
You think if you're EMT, you're going to be fixing people's anal fissures?
Yeah, they tell you.
We're telling everybody that.
Yes.
For sure.
Something could happen. Somebody get something.
I knew somebody that
I'm
was on
to
Jerry
be the
Springer.
Winner. Well, he can't. Yeah, he can't pull.
Yeah, so JJ knew somebody who's on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, tell us about that, JJ.
I did.
Please. Tell us about it.
It was a woman who was a stripper who had a boy. I don't know if it was her boyfriend or husband or what, male partner. She brings home another stripper from where she works at, and then they all have a threesome. Wonderful. They wake up the next morning, and she goes out to cook breakfast, and she walks back into the bedroom, and her man and the other stripper are just having solo sex, you know, with each other. And she felt some type of way about that. And then they fist fought on Springer.
But see, is that wrong?
Yes.
It's wrong?
I think it is.
Is what wrong? Which one? The fist fighting on Springer?
You shouldn't do that.
That's good.
I'm saying that you brought a girl home for you and your man to experiment with, and then you go cook breakfast, you know, and then he's in there, he's like, well, it's still hard, so.
Yeah.
I feel like if you open that door, you've opened that door.
Yeah, right?
I agree.
You don't know, guys.
I agree.
Really?
I don't think that's cool.
No.
No?
You didn't, you consented.
Well, what do you agree with?
To the threesome, you didn't consent for them
but
to
that's,
just go.
No, but you're not, so they're having sex with each other. Now, your consent has nothing to do with it. They've consented just them two to have sex, so. You don't have to consent to nothing.
Nah. I'm with Nikki on this one.
Me too.
Because, all right, guys. I mean.
So who you with, Brandon?
See, what I feel like with this is like when you have a PlayStation. Let's say you got to bring a PlayStation in there. You guys are both playing two-player. You wake up the next morning. Your friend started the game without you. That's what I feel like it is, kind of.
Well, you that'd be like if you went in there and he was jerking off.
You know. The worst thing I had was where I walked in and a friend had his junk on my controller. But other than that,
did you keep that?
Man, I was mad as hell.
Controller?
I was mad as hell.
Why did he have his junk on your
game? I don't know why. This dude was very weird, and I was very upset.
Was he waiting for you to come in?
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, you in my front room. What if it wasn't me if my mom come out there? Then what? Huh?
It was a white dude?
Yes, it was.
Oh, of course.
It was horrible, man.
I'm sorry, baby.
Pee on fucking rocks.
Do you know him?
No, you don't. Trust me, it's not that. Trust me, he had decency, man. He wouldn't do that. Horrible, horrible shit.
He would just throw rocks at you and call you the N-word.
You watch him, man. What the hell? Yeah, that was 20. No, that was like 14 years ago. He's a changed man now. Yeah.
Well, a lot can happen in 14
years. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes. A lot.
Okay.
Brandon, did you ever know anybody that was on like a reality show?
Well, nah, man. I mean, my mom would beat me, but other than that, no. I don't know anybody. Like, I don't. I mean, no.
Dom, did you ever know anybody? Or did your mom beat you?
Did he just say my mom beat me? Is that the same thing?
I thought, yeah, oh. I don't know.
That was
all right.
I don't know anything here.
Yeah, so I do this. That just threw me all the way off. Well, I did this girl. She, they went to a different school, like from K through fifth, and then we all went to junior high. And then she beat up this other girl that was in junior high and went on Jenny Jones because she was beating her up and she was kicking her down the like stairs.
Jeez.
And like really fucked the girl up. But then they were both in junior high together back again. And then they just had to be there. And then we all watched the episode and made fun of
respect.
Made fun of the one actually that got beat up. Well, I don't know why.
And then Dom beat up both of them.
Ah, man. Old Amber. But, yeah. But yeah. That was it. But, you know, it's just bullying. And you know what? What do you guys think about bringing bullying back?
You know.
Actually, you're a teacher. Should they bring bullying back?
No.
No?
You know.
No.
So the kids now ain't a little bit, they ain't softer and shit like that?
I mean, we have bullying. Like, there is no bring it back. It never went away.
Is it the nerds that are bullying now?
What?
I think the nerds are worse bullies. And yeah, what do they look like?
What children are you?
No, not the kids. What is it? Physical bullying? No.
Oh yeah.
So most of what I hear is like verbal or like just taunting, harassment. A lot of cyberbullying is like we didn't have to deal with that nerds. In our age, but like more a lot of it is cyber now. See, like they get online saying. And start posting stuff.
I'm talking about real bullies who hit you in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
You have to worry about getting on the school bus because you're scared. That's what we need back in schools right now.
Yeah.
And I bet that cyberbullying shit would stop. I bet it would stop in school. Mm-hmm. As soon as you did this or whatever, and you get the shit smacked out of you, like maybe I should shut the fuck up. I shouldn't put this person's business out there on the interwebs. So
amen.
Amen. Because you got bullied.
Yes, I did. Look at me. I'm a fucking beast now.
Now he's a beast.
Shit.
And I used to bully people.
Dude pushed me over the thing. I joined wrestling.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm sure it happened.
Yes, it did.
So,
fuck those guys.
So you're with it now.
I feel like if you hit somebody now, they're coming back to school with a gun, dude. I feel like it's a big escalation.
Yes, that is possible.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I don't think there's a lot of middle.
That is a problem. That is a problem.
Yeah. It's very easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to get.
Okay.
This is a thing you learn. Always sit where you can see the door.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that. My mom used to always tell me, know where the exit is. Because you never know.
Unless you were in the basement of a dark building.
Oh, yeah. You're not getting out of there unless, you follow your tracks and turn on. I mean, when the lights are on, I guess you could look around and be like, okay.
Why are you in the basement of a dark building?
Oh, man, you should ask her, that babysitter, man. Like, you know.
Okay.
I don't know why she did that.
You could ask some more questions.
She sucks.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You want to know.
I wish she would put me in somewhere better, but that's where she wants us to be. Now, she could be dead now, and if she's dead, she's in the dark basement probably too in hell. So, you know what? Yeah.
How do you really feel about it?
How do I really feel about it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Back then, I felt horrible, but now I'm like, I guess.
But now you're over it.
Now I'm like, if I saw her, I'd be like, hey, good for you. That's a story I could tell. You burned my fucking Lightning McQueen toy, so.
Yeah.
On the ass, man. All
right.
Next time I'm going to bring it for y'all, too.
You still have it?
Yes, I do.
You have the melted one?
Yes, I've had it for like almost 20 years. Well, hold on. 2007. When did Cars come out?
2006.
Okay, so 2006, probably near 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good old days.
Before I was in pre-K.
Pre-real estate bubble.
Before I was in pre-K.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's when you could still afford.
Yes,
toys.
Back when lunch food was good before they changed it. Like I used to crave
before
the chocolate
Obamas,
milk,
dude.
And then they changed it, and I would have spoiled milk, and it would be like you think of popcorn in there, and then I got sick with the salami. I had to go home.
I don't
home.
Know if people thought that.
Oh, you never had spoiled milk and shit?
No, I did, but I didn't never thought it was.
No, because I ate it and I was like, "What the fuck is this yellow?"
Did y'all not have that?
What?
We had it all the time. The little cartons of milk in the lunchroom, the paper.
True Move. True Move.
They would be. It switched to True Move from Purity, and then it would just be spoiled.
Purity. I used to. Man, I love.
Really?
It'd be like chunky. You'd like. Yeah. Get sick.
Nah.
That's terrible.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
We grew up in Illinois.
Must be nice.
I love Michelle. That's my one gripe with Michelle Obama. I love and respect her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But school lunches, I think they could have left alone.
She hurt me.
So you saw it change, right?
I did.
I was right on the cusp. I was on my way out of high school as it was changing.
Oh, okay.
But now you see it back in the...
Yeah, like now when I look at what these kids are eating, I'm like, oh, y'all, right. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
They're it's still like that out. Now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's like cardboard. Yeah. I feel so bad for them.
How's that better for them?
Mm-mm. It's more nutritious.
Pizza? Yes.
They still got that?
Yeah, but it's not the same as what y'all had.
It's not. Yeah, like the chips are like whole grain.
Come on.
It's not.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Yeah, I feel so bad for them.
They still got those like nasty burrito things. Like, you remember the like beef and cheese burritos that were like with the eggs in them? That was like so nasty. And it looked like
that was the basement food.
No, I'm talking about 20. This is like 2017.
This is a tortilla with a fucking egg.
Half frozen.
I wish.
Still got a block of ice in the middle.
Force you to eat peas and potatoes. Force you. You didn't have a choice.
Were you in Clockwork Orange, dude?
Man, she a force feed, man. You didn't want to eat that shit. You gonna eat it? Yeah, you eat it.
She for real. She put.
She would make you eat that stuff and yell at you. Be like, you better eat it.
Did she ever put her hands on you?
I don't think so.
Block that part out.
Yeah, because he always he's done that more than one time when he's like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know.
It's okay if she did.
I really don't remember. Like, I honestly don't.
I mean, it was dark down there.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Wait, let's try a different strategy. She better not tell you. She better not tell you. No, I'm kidding.
What?
No. Now you're going to give him a conflict.
No.
Why didn't she
tell you? Oh, my gosh. No.
Well, you weren't one of the lucky boys that day.
You weren't student in the book. I won student of the month when I was in high school, dude.
You did?
For integrity.
Aw.
Why? Because
I
snitched on somebody?
No, dude. I snitched on myself. I had the opportunity to cheat on a math test. Because we took math test online at that point, and it was like, I realized I had an unlimited number of tries on every question. So I was like, hey, man, I don't feel right about this. Because I had to do it before because I was going to be absent that day.
What?
Dude, are you serious?
When you know the material, you don't have to cheat. You know?
Nah, man.
You don't have to.
Preach.
Damn, man.
Preach.
But
that's
a flex. And so I got student of the month. And then I went to like the awards ceremony that they had for it. They like would buy you breakfast and stuff. And I had violent diarrhea in the bathroom.
Damn, man.
Yeah. No, it was before. It was before I got to school, and I was like, "Oh man, I'm not feeling."
And
too
she doesn't know. How do you
it's a long
dispose
process.
Of your excrement?
Ooh, let's learn.
Like most people, but I take a more like primal approach. So gargoyling, are you familiar?
You get naked and then stand on the toilet.
Yep.
Crouch.
Exactly what he
Perched.
Does.
Perched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barefooted.
I'll never have colon cancer.
That's crazy.
So
that's actually what you're supposed to do. I have a stool that I sit in front of the toilet and I
squatty potty.
Sometimes it's not a squatty potty. It's just a Dollar Tree.
It's just a different brand, yeah.
No, it's literally like a step stool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like
a little.
Brandon,
does it help you?
You use it as.
Yeah, no, it works. It like I feel weird if I have to go without it. Like I have it sitting right next to the toilet and I put my feet on it.
Yeah.
Does that help?
No, it really does.
Okay, I might try that.
Because that's how your body is naturally supposed to go. You're supposed to be in a squatting position, not in like a full 90 degree.
But
sometimes your allies are in the most unlikely place.
I'm going to try that.
You don't know the whole story, Nikki. I'm going to throw him further.
Let me hear this.
He lifts the toilet lid.
Yeah.
He lifts the seat and steps on that.
On the lid, on the rim?
The
cold, thin rim?
You don't want to like break the toilet seat. You know what
that
I mean?
Actually makes sense now. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
And then what?
I wouldn't do it, but it makes sense.
But ask him what happens whenever he has violent diarrhea, like he had that day.
Name me one person that's ever shot 100%.
No, nobody.
Sometimes
has.
You miss.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Sometimes it hits the floor. Sometimes it hits the back of the toilet.
Oh,
sometimes
God.
It gets in some places where you're like, oh wow, I know that wasn't from this time.
I agree.
That had to have been from a previous outing. Exactly. You know, it's you live and you learn, dude.
True. Like with AIM.
Like what?
With like AIM. With AIM. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I
mean, AIM and what?
You know, man, a little junk.
I don't know. What's that one?
Are you talking about pee? Or
yeah, that's what I was talking. No, not shit. We never miss that.
I was talking about
how do you miss that? What?
Well,
okay. It's unpredictable.
My bad, Hawkeye.
Man, wherever it's laid, yeah, man, I'm like a fucking sniper. Yeah, I was talking about pee.
I feel like peeing is way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna try that gargle in them because my mom getting worried. So.
Getting worried about?
Oh, because the other day she went up to me and was like, son, you okay? You still bleeding and shit? And I'm like, you know.
Dude,
so maybe if that will help, all right. Because, man, it's getting bad.
Nikki's face.
I'm sorry. You're like, I know, it's traumatic. Like, it's traumatic.
So what's going on?
Well, I guess, we started this boat. Well, we'll make sure we don't sink it and land it on the island. So what happened was, like, you remember last week when we were all talking about, everybody was talking about this.
We were all like,
hey, man, you know, we want to be clean there. So we, you know, you guys keep fighting until some blood. You agreed with me on this, right?
Remember when we were talking about wiping until blood happens?
Remember when you said that? Yeah, like I did that, and then my mom was worried about it, and then the other day it got out of hand because I accidentally like ripped something, and I got scared because
did. Did you show your mom?
What?
No, I didn't show her. I didn't tell her. Nah.
Ripped your
butt?
I ripped something.
She get nervous about it. You told your mom.
Like scratch it on accident?
Something. It was horrible because it was like painful for like 5 days.
Oh my god!
Horribly painful.
Did you pop a hemorrhoid or a boil too soon?
No, it was something like it.
It was an
anal prolapse.
It's something like it's something natural that was not supposed to be ripped.
This does not sound natural.
This is not good.
If you're bleeding, it could mean that you're dehydrated.
No, I drink so much water. I drink so much water.
But you lose a lot.
That happened to me one time, and I went to the doctor, and she was like, "You're not drinking enough water." Because if you're dehydrated, then your poop is like hard, and it'll cut you on the way out.
It's black.
Damn.
No, not black. That's a different problem.
Somewhere up there.
Yeah, that's a different problem. Yeah. No, like it's normal color, but like it's not soft enough, so it literally will like cut you on the way out, and you'll bleed. Because you don't have enough water in your system.
So is your stool hard when it came out?
No, sometimes it'll be soft and just do
so that. So then it still bleed?
Yeah, it's just I wipe
bleed
too hard.
For 5 days.
You wipe too hard.
It's been like this
problem.
For 10 years. Yeah, it's like 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
You're 20 fucking what?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Since he was
11. You're so
Like, that's when I was running to my mom.
Uh-huh.
Being like, hey, you got to come see this.
But she didn't know about this last time.
What happened with the rip? No, she didn't know about the rip.
But she's worried about you.
You keep saying
that. Yeah, because I was concerned.
Can you walk us through that?
So I'm gonna do some anatomy here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a line that is in there.
Yep.
Of your buttocks, right? There's a line.
Are you talking about your ass?
There's a line that connects all the way down to a little thing called the, we all know what this thing is called.
The gooch?
The sack.
Oh, the sack.
Okay, yeah.
That.
Your butt crack goes all the way to your sack.
You fucking tore your taint?
Maybe.
Oh.
I may have. Holy shit. How the fuck?
I don't know how the fuck that happened either. That was weird, isn't it? I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that is weird. But he also said his butt crack goes all the way to his sack, dude.
There's a line that. This is for everybody, man. There's a line. There's a line that connects.
The shit about the microplastics must be true.
There's a line. Connects all our chakras. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna be
and
careful.
That's what rips.
So it wasn't your the actual.
Why are you why are you wiping there so aggressively?
Why are you wiping there?
I'm trying to make sure everything's clean, man. I'm a clean person.
That's fair.
I'm a clean guy.
Fair. Yeah.
But how did that? But like the gooch rip?
Because I'm trying.
How did it cut?
Yes.
Deep.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't deep, but dude, it was like
You was leaking though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was painful for 5 days.
5 days.
5 days. Of pain.
Yeah, dude.
5 days of pain, man.
With the issue of blood.
Suffering,
oh my gosh. The 10th plague of Egypt.
But you know what they say? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm stronger, man.
You have scar tissue on your taint now.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucking soldier.
You sit like 1 inch higher.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. I'm sorry you went.
Yeah, I gotta be careful because you know I want like a Brandon Jr. or something. So we're gonna be careful.
A what?
A Brandon Jr. That basically means one day I want to have a child.
And you know that doesn't.
But dude, the taint.
The taint has nothing to do.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that at all.
What do you think it has?
Because I was like, if it's connected to that, can't that do something?
Yeah, if he bleeds too much out his ass, he can't.
Not that. Not my asshole. Well, no. Damn.
You think that is going to mess with your sack?
I thought so.
Did the cut go to the sack?
No, thankfully no. That would have been traumatic and I would have ran to the hospital. Yeah. My gosh, man, no. That's like, you know how bad that would have been? I wouldn't be here right now.
Probably not, man.
I would be crushed.
But they could probably fix it.
And if they can.
They can sew it up.
And I would, man, I'd be what a changed man.
Do you think if you got cut on your ballsack that semen would leak out?
No, man, it'd be blood and man, I couldn't do it, man. I can't because I want a legacy.
I mean, dude, you're creating nobody one as we speak. This,
huh?
No one's asking you to do it. He's just
do what?
No, I'm not gonna. What are you saying you can't do?
No, he was saying if it was cut, what would you do? And I was like, I would be crushed.
Yeah.
Cause that would be horrible. I want a legacy.
Yeah,
like I want somebody to like we need more Brandon years, thousands of years be like, man, my great 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 grandfather was Brandon Willis, man. That dude was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheers, man.
Oh no, I got
that'd
you.
Be good. That'd be good.
Cheers, man.
Cheers to that torn tank.
You know, one day they're gonna find this in like a hidden archive thing, and you know, your grandson's watching right now. Your grandchild, his grandchild.
Oh my God, they aren't. They aren't. There's no way.
But they need to.
There's no way. They speak Mandarin. They don't know what we're saying.
Everybody's all sitting on the couch just crying right now. Like, to you.
To me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, to him.
And you.
What
and
I do?
You. And you. All I'm talking about our future generations.
Why are they crying about?
Because, like, dude, so you never seen, like, an old footage of one of your old family members, and you like, oh, my gosh, that's my great, like, grandfather or something.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to do that with, like, VHS tapes.
So you think this is the conversation they're going to be crying, like, I miss Paul.
Dude, anything that I could see, man, yeah. I would be, like, in tears.
That isn't actually insane to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Memories.
That's sweet.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The taint incident of early 25.
Okay?
I'm sorry, you all right? I know that was dramatic, my bad.
I mean, it sounded like it was a lot harder for you, man.
That's all right now.
It's good now.
Yeah, it's good.
Healed up.
Now, did you keep it? Never mind. We'll move on from it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
You got to ask, man, later. I got it.
Yeah. Make sure you're all right in good health because, you know, infections.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like a septic.
I don't even know what that is yet. I'll learn about that in class.
If you want some testosterone, I got something for you.
Oh, man, sure.
Okay. All right, so, Nikki.
Yes. Yes.
We're glad you could make it.
Oh, my God.
We're so glad you could make it.
It's been so fun.
Learned a lot.
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm good.
Oh. So, you want to tell us something interesting about yourself?
Ooh, please.
I'm left-handed.
That counts.
Can I applaud real quick for that?
No.
Because I respect more than anything. Thank you.
I am left-handed. My daddy's left-handed. Both of my brothers are left-handed. And my niece is left-handed.
Hell yeah. Strong.
Strong genes.
Strong genes.
Good chance of
Southpaw is the best.
Exactly.
Southpaw's the best.
Yeah. A lot of presidents, like, proportionally more presidents are left-handed.
Really?
Than right-handed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch out.
Yeah. I don't know. What else interesting about me? I don't know. You tell me.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Ooh, good question.
To another. What's the most pain you've ever inflicted on another person? Oh, whether it be question. Physically, emotionally.
Okay.
Dom killed people.
I've killed a couple.
All right.
But you know, sometimes people need to die.
I agree, man. That's cool.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Not everybody deserves to live or fucking be overcrowded.
I agree.
So sometimes people are sent on this earth to thin out the herd.
Yes.
And
yes.
the people I killed was retarded. Yes. So they're fine.
We have
fine.
To Hell cut yeah. that part. Yeah.
Like, look That's at traffic, man. You look at traffic, Nam's a hero, man. You know.
Thank you.
Traffic.
You hear that?
Yeah.
I'm called heroes in some
yes,
places.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Brandon, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
What? You what's said the worst thing that I've done?
Yeah. To another person.
Man, let me think.
I don't know. I want to know.
He honestly might have never done anything.
I would believe that Brandon never did anything wrong.
I mean, just, I guess when I like, what's the worst? Probably, I mean, is that, nah, I mean, yeah, that's bad. I mean, I guess, I mean, one time beat my friend like a jump rope because he like tried to take my toy. But yeah,
that's
because,
not bad.
Yeah, because you remember I told you like, I mean, I was like, I wanted it. And then he came up there and the girl was like, oh, I'll give it to you then. And then I got mad, like beat him with the jump rope.
Beat him with a jump rope.
Oh, yeah. Like with, no, like with a whip, man. Like yeah. used it like a whip.
That's not that bad.
And stuff
I think
like
both
that.
Of yours are mild.
Yeah, like that's pretty mild.
Okay. What's yours?
I don't know, dude. Probably I hit somebody's car and drove away one time.
Oh shit.
That's bad. Now that's worse than both of theirs.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I was 16, I just got my license like a week before.
Oh damn, you were probably scared.
It was at a shoe carnival. So they had it coming, dude. I hit it and my friend was in the car and I was like, we'll just go, dude. And I went back. There wasn't any like damage done to their car. It was a big dent, but it done. And then I left. And then I came back later, but like 5 hours later, I was like, "There's no way they're still here," and they were not. So,
I have to admit, I did hit a car too. Like I did do that too. Like at a police station. Honestly.
What? That's not the best place.
He's yeah, because told me I backed this. Up and like hit it, and then my uncle. I was like, "Oh, that's the sidewalk." My uncle was like, "That's not the sidewalk." And I saw the car. I was like, "Yes, the fuck it is." And I just took off.
A police car?
In the police station?
Yes.
Was it a police car?
No, it wasn't a police car. Okay. So hey, sorry.
Is it what?
I don't know what it was. I didn't look. I just took off, man. That's all I had time for that.
Like when they were walking away from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, man. Shit.
Brandon was sweating so hard when he drove off.
Man, I just drove down the street and then we parked so I could get my, because we still had to stay there. So I just drove and then drove down the street and parked and let my uncle go in there and get his like gun permit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the most Alabama shit I've ever heard in my life.
And then I got one.
You got a gun permit?
Yeah, I do. You want to see it?
Yeah.
I got it right now.
I would like to see that.
This is all the permit I need.
It's a good picture. It's a good picture. I got to get a what's that word?
You don't need a permit anymore, Brandon.
It's better safe than sorry.
Now, you
man.
Can just go buy. You know, when I first got here, I didn't have a Alabama ID.
Yeah,
let me see that.
They make you look at the teddy bear on the camera. Yeah.
And, well, you black as hell.
Yeah, I was black as hell. I think
you
it
can't
was
even
like,
see yourself.
Yeah.
They need to see. They don't get lighting for black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, United Healthcare.
I forgot I had that.
Okay. Let me see that.
Oh, see United Healthcare?
Right, there you go. That's the CEO.
There you go. That's Republic.
Where are we just?
Get my Social Security card.
What?
There's no way.
I don't think you understand. I don't want to see your Social Security.
Here's a $2 bill if anybody's never seen that.
Is Donald Trump on it?
No, it's Thomas Jefferson.
I do too. I got one in the car.
Thank you, everybody.
Why do they say gay is a $2 bill?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I never got that.
It's queer as a $3 bill.
Is there a $3 bill?
Exactly. That's why.
But what does that mean?
Because queer means different or weird.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
And people want to be called that now?
People like to have. Hey, like
you didn't
mean
know that?
Something.
Hey. I didn't know queer meant different or weird.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't either.
I don't, like Brandon's I barely queer. Know regular
So I'm a
words.
Queer, huh?
Well, you are queer, not
oh, okay.
a. Well, yeah. maybe. The
you're
jury's out.
Then if different or weird, you're.
Oh, I'm.
What, you're the what, most queer person I've ever met.
I'm top queer. What does this mean fully?
Please stop cut that. And we need that.
Yeah, let's
always.
Cut that. I didn't.
Always as a soundbite.
I don't.
I'm top queer.
Damn it. My bad. Is that like, is that bad or something?
No.
That?
No, you're good.
It's just well, I mean, you think it's weird. Bad.
What? No, man. Wait, I don't even know what this is.
You're top queer. You already said it. And we'll just. We'll just we got to end this episode.
Oh, okay.
We went over when you see the ghostly Muhammad Ali come back and go back in. That made we went over because we're having such a good time.
Okay,
Rand's a queer.
And he's still he's coming to terms with a couple things.
Well, that makes
he's
sense.
Bleeding out of his.
Oh,
please cut that,
man. I mean,
please cut that.
Part. Okay, but look,
can't help that.
I don't know if I can go. But anything you got, this is your camera right here. Anything you got coming up, let the fans know where they can find you or your social media and everything.
Nikki J Comedy on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing Homegrown February 15th at Straight to L. I got a couple apartment shows coming up. I'm doing a show on February 21st at Shenanigans, the one that Ty and Pat are putting on.
Okay, okay.
So,
kids or something.
Hell yeah.
So I'm doing that show. So I got a couple shows coming up in February. I got an apartment show at the end of the month. You can always probably catch me at an open mic. Yeah.
Hey, and go check her out because she's hilarious. The shit, we didn't even get into it today, but we just had too much fun. But go see her set. I mean, it's fucking amazing. You will have a great time if you go see her. And like she just said, like, she's the only comedian that came on here at more than two shows. I don't know if you noticed that. But but go check her out, Nikki Johnson. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Hell yeah. That was good.
MLK, I respect MLK. There's some things that he did that I wouldn't do, like, you know, non-violent. I'm sorry, man. Look, if a German Shepherd's bite my ass and some water hose coming on me and some police with sticks coming on me, it's a 50% chance I'm not gonna make it. So I'd rather just take some with me before I go. That would have been my thought. You know, that would have been my thought. Like, I'm just saying, like, I watched some civil rights movies and I see shit on there. Like, ain't nobody gonna be spitting in my face now. Like, goddamn, I mean, that's just me. I was more of a Malcolm X guy more than anything. I respect Martin Luther King. I mean, his way did bring about some change. I just don't think in the 1960s would have been a part of that change. I probably would have said, MLK got me fucked up. If a nigga spit on me, I'm slapping the shit out of his ass. Life be life. But then again, you got to think about your families. Got to think about, you know, what can happen to them. So it's kind of a slippery slope. I just can't let nobody spend on me. Rest in peace, Martin Luther King. Happy birthday, nigga. Well, I got the nigga part, please.
Hate Scrappy Doo.